A reading from the Gospel of John. A man named John was sent from God. He came for testimony, to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to testify to the light. And this is the testimony of John. When the Jews from Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to him to ask him, "Who are you?" he admitted, and deny it, but admitted, "I am not the Christ." So they asked him, "What are you then? Are you Elijah?" And he said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." So they said to him, "Who are you, so we can give an answer to those who sent us? What do you have to say for yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the desert, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as Isaiah the prophet said." Some Pharisees were also sent. They asked him, "Why then do you baptize if you are not the Christ or Elijah or the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water, but there is one among you whom you do not recognize, the one who is coming after me, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to untie." This happened in Bethany across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The Gospel of the Lord. Do we testify to the light? Are we behaving in such a way that people will say, "Are you the Christ? Are you the prophet?" Once I was at a serve-yourself restaurant, having visited there several times before with my mother. I was probably dressed in a simple skirt and blouse. I may have had my congregational pin or cross on. I don't remember. But was I ever surprised when the carver at the roast beef station asked me, "Are you a preacher, lady?" Wow. I took it as a great compliment. And I said, "Yes, I am." What had he seen? Was it my appearance? The fact that he saw me caring for my mother, some other behavior? At any rate, I really will never forget that question. As a preacher lady, writing and delivering preachings and reflections on the Word helps me to stay focused. Yes, I am a preacher lady. You are all preacher ladies and gentlemen. Our time is now. The setting is anywhere. We present the message of the gospel in our own way, with our own grace, our own calling, our own moment. It goes on and on. John the Baptist received questions. His audience hungered for the Savior, the one being sent, the one to bring calm and peace and help. Something John was doing led them to wonder, "Are you the prophet? Are you Elijah?" The people may have asked, "Why do you act this way?" Remember his austerity, his out-of-the-ordinary ways, his baptizing? Then he may have said, "Oh, I am not who you think, but I want you to continue to seek him. Continue to observe the behaviors that put those or those around you on the right path of seeking. I am not worthy even to untie his sandals, not even to sit with him at lunch, not to carry his stuff." What are we called to do, he may have said, is to learn what this Jesus Messiah is all about so that we might share his attitudes, his focus, his dedication to all, especially the little ones. He will come to tell you and show you. Your asking me is a good first step. Now ask yourself if someone can look at you and see the attitudes, the focus, and the dedication to the little ones. Our Advent season is a good time to pause and consider. Look in the mirror. Ask, "Are you a preacher, lady? Are you a preacher, gentleman?"